Here, 14 lines up from the bottom of Daf Gimel Amid Beis. Amar Rabbi Levi, Kol Aposik Midivrei Torah VaOsik Midivrei Sicha Ma'achilin Lo Gachalei Resamim. Anyone who stops studying Torah and instead focuses on idle conversations, they will be fed some type of deathly coals or hot coals. Shenemar Hakotfin Maluach Alei Siach V'Shoresh Resamim Lachmam. Those who uproot moist words because of their idle chatter, their roots will be resamim, these coals, lachmam, which will be their bread. That's what they will eat. Amar Eish Lakish, Kol Osik, Batorah Balayla, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Chalav, Chutshal Chesed Bayom. Now Eish Lakish continues and says, anyone who studies Torah at night, God will pull his string of kindness into the day. Shenemar Yomam Yitzav Hashem Chasto Ubalayla Shiro Imi. In the daytime, God commands his kindness, and in the nighttime, the singing is with him. Now, these two statements, one from Rabbi Levi and Reish Lakish, how exactly are they connected to the previous Gemara? Reish Lakish's comment of studying Torah at night connecting to the Schar in the daytime works out because the two psukim are the same source. Yoma mitzav Hashem chasto b'layla shiru imi. The statement of Rabbi Levi, which seems to be an introduction to Rabbi Reish Lakish's statement, doesn't connect very well. But nevertheless, we continue. Matam yoma mitzav Hashem chasto. What's the reason that God's kindness, or God will command his kindness in the daytime? Mishum debalayla shirimi. That's because at night, the shir, the singing was with him. What shir? Wasn't specifically singing, it was actually these words of Torah. So now we're using a song to refer to Torah study as well. Ika de Amri, there are those that have a different way of understanding the statement of Reish Lakish. Am Reish Lakish kol osek b'Torah ba'olam hazeh hadoma la'layla HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Chalav Chut Shel Chesed ba'olam haba hadoma la'yom. That anyone who studies Torah in this world, which is comparable to night, God will extend his string of kindness to the next world, which is comparable to the day. Shenemar yoma mitzav Hashem chasto Balayla shiru imi. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Mai dechsiv betasa adam kidge hayam keremes lomoshel bo. That you made man like the fish of the sea, like creeping things, like creepy crawlers, without a ruler. Lama nimshlu b'nei adam kidge hayam. Why are people compared to fish? Lomer lecha, it's to teach you, ma dagim shebayam, kivan sha'olun leyabasha miad mesim, just like fish, when they leave the water, when they leave their natural habitat, they will die. Af b'nei adam, kivan sheporshin midivrei Torah min ha'mitzvos miad mesim. So too, when people stop studying Torah or observing mitzvos, they will die immediately. Perhaps that means die a spiritual death, but not a physical death, as opposed to fish, which would also die a physical death. Davar Acher, another interpretation, another possible interpretation, comparing a man to fish. Ma dagim shebayam kivan shekidra aleim chama miad mesim. Just like when a fish has the sun shining on him or on it, it dies right away. Kach b'nei adam, so too man, kivan shekidra aleim chama, when the sun shines so brightly on him, miad mesim, they die immediately. And that's why you need to put on sunscreen. And I'm not saying that as a joke, because that's what the Gemara is going to say. Ibois ema ba'olam hazeh, v'ibois ema l'olam haba. Some understand the statement of the pain, of the power of the sun to be referring to the power in this world, or some understand it metaphorically referring to the next world. Some, what's the explanation for this world. It's based on Rabbi Hanina's statement to Amar Rabbi Hanina, Hakol bidei shamayim, chutz mitzinim pachim. Everything is in the hands of God. As Rashi says, whether we get sick or we have pain, all those things are only determined by God. What's not determined by God are tzinim and pachim, hot and cold, the weather. The weather is something that, even though God controls it, but the way that we react to the weather is up to us. In other words, if God makes it cold, then we have the ability to put on warm clothing. If God makes it hot, then we have the ability to protect ourselves, or we should find a way to protect ourselves from the heat. Even Tosfos points out, the pasuk says, "Hesir Hashem mimcha kol choli," that God will remove all sickness. The Gemara says in Baba Metzia that refers to cold. Well, how that sounds like, if God is saying He will remove the cold, that means God is in charge of the cold. It is bidei shamayim. So Tosfos explains, which also helps understand our Gemara, which is that, you know, God gives us the ability, or gives us clothing to protect us from the cold weather. But it's not, tzinim and pachim are not considered bidei shamayim. The weather itself, hot and cold, is not necessarily bidei shamayim. It's something which happens on its own, and it's up to us to protect ourselves from it. Shenemar, tzinim pachim, b'derech ikesh, hot and cold, come in a crooked path, shomer nafsho yirchak mehem, someone who wants to protect their soul should distance themselves from them. So perhaps that also means you should try to live in a community or a place in the world that has a nice climate. But either way, as long as a person is able to take the proper protections, then they should be okay. And with regards to everything else, hakol bidei shamayim, everything there is up to God. God controls all of that. Now the Gemara, Tosfos, asks the question, which I'm sure is on your mind, which is, we have another statement, hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyira shamayim, that everything is in the hands of God except for the fear of heaven. Well, that seems to contradict this statement here. It seems to indicate from this statement of Rav Chanina that fear of heaven is not in the hands of man, but rather in the hands of God. So Tosfos explains that the two statements are actually not contradictory. They're referring to different points in our lifetime. Hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyira shamayim is specifically referring to our birth. That are we going to be strong or weak? Will be rich or poor? The question of tzaddik or rasha, are we going to be a righteous person or an evil person? Hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyira shamayim. That's not predetermined. But with regards to our adult life, then we're told hakol bidei shamayim chutz mitzinim upachim. It's the hot and cold, which is not in God's control. That's something that we have to handle on our own. So the Gemara continues and says, "V'ibois ema la'olam haba." Some say that tzinim u'pachim is not a reference to hot and cold in this world. It's referring to the next world. Kidder Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, the Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, "Ein gehenim la'asid lavo ela hakadosh baruch hu moti chama min artika umaktir." That in the future, there is no Gehenim. There is no concept of Gehenim. Rather, God will take the sun out of its bag and will use that as a form of Gehenim. Rishayim nidonim ba, the evil ones will be judged with the scorching heat, and that same heat will be applied to the tzaddikim. V'tzaddikim misrapin ba, and they will be healed through that same sun. Rishayim nidonin ba, the wicked ones will be judged unfavorably by the heat. Dechsiv ki hinei hayom ba, the day will come, boer katanur, burning like an oven. V'hayu kol zeidim v'chol osi rishakash, all the wicked people and all the evildoers will be burned up like straw. V'lihat yazov lahem shoresh v'anaf, Amar Hashem. Vliat Osam Hayom Haba Amar Hashem Tzavakos Asher Lo Yazov Lehem Shoresh Ve'anaf, that they will be burnt. Those, God says, they will, these people will be burnt, and they will not have a branch or root to them any longer. And all the wicked people and all the evildoers will be burned up like straw. V'liat osam hayom haba, and they will be burned up on that day. Amar Hashem Tzavakos, so says God, asher lo yazov lahem shoresh ve'anaf, that they will not have a branch or a root. Lo shoresh b'olam hazeh, v'lo anaf l'olam haba, no root in this world, nor a branch in the next world. However, tzadikim yisrapin ba, the righteous will be healed through that sun. D'chsiv v'zarcha lachem yirei shemesh, the sun will shine for those yirei shmi, for those who fear my name. Shemesh tzedaka umarpe b'chnafeha, the righteous sun or the charitable sun, umarpe b'chnafeha, they will have healing in its wings. Follow od, and not only that, ela shemis adnin ba, the tzaddikim will delight in the sun. They won't even need sunscreen. It'll be so pleasing to them. Shenemar v'yitzasem ufishtem ke'egle marbeik, they will go out and they will flourish like the calves. Davar acher, there's another interpretation about why man is compared to fish. Ma dagim shebeyam kol agodol mechavero bolea es chavero, just like anyone who is greater than their friend swallows up their friend, af bnei adam il malei mora shel malchus kol agodol mechavero bolea es chavero, if not for the fear of heaven, each person would swallow their friend. It would be anarchy. V'hainu detnan Rabbi Chanina skan hakohanim omer, and that's why we had this teaching from Rabbi Chanina, Skan HaKohanim, who would say, Havim ispala b'shlomo shel malchus, a person should always pray for the safety of their kingdom. Shel malim mora shel malchus, if not for fear of the monarchy, ish es re'eyu chayim blo'o, each person would kill each other, there would be complete anarchy. And that's why it's always important, no matter what your political views are, always important to give thanks to the country or the kingdom that you are being housed.